Wow, we're starting slowly and very gradually getting back into the summer way of doing things. I'm really confused by the fact that I seem to have water. It looks like there's water dripping down from the cooler. Weird, but it's not coming out the bottom, it's coming out the side. Let me have to take a look at that. Darn it. Anyway, we got the water cooler in. The swamp cooler in, and it's behaving like a swamp cooler, which I like. I like simple things, because simple things just work. And they don't tend to be terribly expensive. You know, it's never perfect. I am not a fan of refrigerated air. I don't like feeling like I'm in a refrigerator box. Even when we have our ceiling fans going, we're still constantly for almost the entire season. Anyway, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm glad the swamp cooler is finally in and working. I still need to inadvertently, the section of the ceiling came down. One of the kids went through it, not knowing the rules of being up in the ceiling. Anyway, we got that to take care of, but the major part of the job is basically done. I woke up this morning. There's been a study done about sperm counts. This guy comes out with a study that says sperm counts are really going down in Western countries. Interesting. I don't really have a iron in the fire about sperm counts particularly. I find it interesting that somebody's concerned about that. Of course, this guy from a university in Israel, which I don't think is on the cusp of leftism particularly. You know, my personal views on family is that it should be the central preoccupation of everybody. I don't mean supporting them, doing them, having a family. Even if you don't think you're worthy or you don't think you do a good enough job, those are all rationalizations, don't do that. It's something to be risen to. All men, women. Alternative lifestyles notwithstanding, I think I like the social side of saying if you're not doing your own family, you don't deserve the kind of respect that somebody else does get. It's very offensive to a lot of people. Tough luck. Sorry. Doesn't mean we're not nice to you. It just means I'm sorry. You're not doing what needs to be done. I'm especially critical of those who have every possibility of having the ability to do so, which is the vast majority of people. And if we're going to be giving money to medical procedures, I think the lion's share of it should go to fertility for married couples. Rude of me, but that's where it is, because I think I think family is the absolute center, the cradle, the main thrust of progress and joy and progression, all these things are done in the family. Anyway, so, you know, I've said that a lot lately, and probably continue to say so. And be almost maniacal about it, because I do, that should be the purpose of every child, is to form their own family. They should do whatever it takes. If that means you have to shave so some girl finds you vaguely attractive, shave. If that means a girl needs to look to her physical appearance sufficiently to attract a man, look to your physical appearance. These are not bad things. These are good things. These are things that make us want to strive harder to be our best selves. To all of a sudden screech and scream and get upset because people don't absolutely fawn over you for, quote, being who you are, you know, running around in trashy clothes, being a trashy person, saying disgusting things in a trashy way, or any one of these things, and then you think you should be treated like everybody, like people who are actually making an effort to doing good, to being good, to looking good, to trying to be a better person. You're not going to hear it from me. And I don't think screaming and yelling at everybody about how bigoted and evil they are, because they don't say marvelous things about you for basically breathing. Sorry, you're just not going to get it from me. So, anyway, sperm count. A lot of scientists have come out now. I find this interesting. Questioning the methodology used, questioning the groups that have been used, they have said, well, it's interesting, the people that he got to be in his study are people who are already seeing a doctor about fertility problems. Kind of makes sense that they would have a low sperm count. That's a very valid argument to have. And it made me think back to something that I saw 30 years ago when I was going to college. I went to college studying child development. I was already starting to develop some issues with child development. And the gods of child development, at least from the books that I was reading, the studies we were looking at in my studies, the gods of it were Piaget and Erickson. I really liked Maslow. Anyway. But you would study all these people, especially what they said about child development. I find myself drawn far more to philosophical things than probably practicality. I was part of the group where the child development industry was really trying to become more legitimate. One of the biggest problems they had was that child caregivers were not being paid very well. It usually had to do with state payments to people who were taking care of the children of poor women who were needing to go back to work for one reason or another. And it was a huge effort. You have to understand, this is the mid to late 80s, the early 90s. This was a rather slush time. And governments had a little play money. Well, relatively speaking, governments should never have play money. But there was new money in the offing, and people were wanting to use it for different social programs, and so child development was trying to get some for them. Anyway, I had noticed in my studies, and this is just a vague recollection, I'm not saying I have tons and tons of facts, nor have I done any particular study, except to say that like this sperm count thing, I got the strong impression that both Piaget and Erickson, who did most of their study work in the 40s, 50s, 60s territory, their study subjects that they were basing all their research on were interesting groups. As I recall, Piaget was very much studying children in the original nursery schools. These were child care situations. Attached to, usually, factories. You know, a factory needed constant supply of human labor back in those days. And probably still do. However, but they would, you know, and they would set up a nursery. Therefore, they could get women to work in the factories. And so when Piaget started doing his research, this was an easy group of small children to be able to work with. You know, mostly about their behavior, why they do this, why they do that. But I have to say that my own impression of it was that because of the environment that he did this in, that all of his research, all the conclusions based on his research, has really formed the very heart of child development in general, were based on sequestered children. In the United States, the child development industry really glommed on to Reggio Emilio. It was a very good political move. This is a school started by, I don't remember, Maria Montessori. Started someplace in Italy, I believe, as I recall vaguely. I know I said, you said, you shouldn't be talking about this unless you really know, unless you've really done your research. Well, tough. Give it a break. These were the children of poverty, and she brought these children together. Some of them were orphans, some of them usually came from a very interesting part of reality. That gave kind of I like to call it social justice, that's not what it was called at the time, but surely. gave kind of the emotional purposefulness for child development, that we were somehow going to be saving poor kids. And I'll be honest, I bought into it. When I got into child development, I was only wanting to take care of poor kids. And when it came right down to it, that wasn't what we were doing at all. The people I was taking care of were middle class and rich kids. And doing this was so that their mothers could do other things. Sometimes work, but usually not. Just not wanting to have the kids around for some reason or another. You know, I have no idea. I'm not going to try to cast any aspersions on it. But it was a big difference between taking disadvantaged kids and doing stuff. Because I found out that disadvantaged kids, the ones from poor families, state money was supposed to go toward helping these people get a leg up. Head Start was one of the things that kind of grew out of child development kind of ideas back in the 60s. The interesting problem was that most poor families who were getting government help to do this stuff, they were keeping it within the family. They would get grandparents or auntie or somebody or a close friend, and they were doing the child care and getting that money. Also, tied with child care was a thing that said that you would get you could be on food programs that normally you couldn't really be on unless you were just desperately poor. This made it so only somewhat poor people could also take advantage of these food programs. And that was kind of what was happening. You couldn't compete against grandma because grandma was using it as another source of income. And, you know, and frankly, I thought that was a good thing. To have grandma taking care of her grandkids instead of sending them off to some, quote, school. You know, and I know that my friends in child development would just absolutely get livid about me having that kind of an attitude, but I did. You know, turns back to the whole thing about family. Family's first, family's number one. Take care of family first. Everything else kind of works out. If government totally fell apart, families would survive fine. Families don't depend on government. Most families don't. Your family shouldn't. Because if, in fact, it does, then you're tying your ultimate survival to something that really has no chance of surviving. It's already making two stupid choices. Anyway. So, Piaget, based on his research and therefore his conclusions, that actually heavily informed the child development industry based on sequestered children in factory child care. Much more easier to study them as a group and group interactions than trying to go around to a bunch of families trying to see how kids behave there. Eric Erickson was solved by the same essential problem, because you can feel it when you're listening to his conclusions and exactly how he tries to explain why people are at different stages, the different conflicts, the different choices, different paths they take in general, that he was sucked into middle and high school students like nobody's business. All his research was based upon kids sequestered in public education. And then he had to tell me it's private education, same way. I mean to be rude, there it is. I didn't completely homeschool my children. My wife didn't either. And she was the one basically doing it. She would pull them out, she'd put them back in. We got to take advantage of a very strange difference. We still are. Our last son is still in high school. And I know something funny about my kids. They didn't follow the developmental model very well. You see, because when you're a teenager, in a typical high school, you can see this going on all the time. It wasn't that Erickson was lying. He was just jaundiced by the fact that he was seeing things from in only one environment. He thought, I guess, that was the proper environment, therefore he didn't question it, and I do. You know, my homeschool kids didn't have the weird teenage garbage. They didn't have to rebel. Well, oldest daughter felt the need to rebel anyway. But it was much later. It was in her 20s when she finally rebelled. I kind of put it off as other things. Anyway. You guys trying to find the key?
Yeah, yep. The light is in the door.
I think I have a key to this one.
You have the alarm code?
Yeah. What my problem is. The alarm code?
Usually, there's an engine in my house.
Okay, yeah, the worst I'll do is come in for dinner.
You got it?
You got it! I've got one, sorry. It's not on. I'm armed. Yeah. I usually doesn't come through this door. He goes through a different one.
This time all the doors are different, they're all locked.
Yeah. Oh, Janice might be on these. She usually takes care of those.